If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 98 and verse 1. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. I love the fact that God's people through thousands of years have enjoyed singing. The psalmist had a very clear reason for encouraging people to sing, and that was God's salvation. Throughout his dealings with his people, he had shown them his ability to save supremely when he led them out of the slavery in Egypt. After 400 years in that land, God set them free in the most dramatic way. Nothing has changed. Salvation should spur us into singing today. Salvation never changes because God has always been in the business of setting people free from sin, guilt, and lifelessness. But the way in which that salvation is experienced will be unique for every individual. I love hearing the testimonies of other Christians. And what always strikes me is that each of us is a one-off. God comes to us as individuals and meets us in the specific context of our lives. So there is endless variety to the ways in which we encounter him. As a consequence, we always need to be looking for new songs to sing to the Lord. There's nothing necessarily wrong with the old songs, but the creativity of God's Spirit encourages every generation to look for new ways of addressing their praise to God. The ways in which churches sing to God these days varies enormously. There are some churches that only ever sing hymns led by an organ. And there are others that only ever sing songs that have been written during the last few years to the accompaniment of a band. We should embrace and enjoy every form of worship, because the different styles of hymns and songs reflect the rich diversity of the church and remind us of the need for every kind of person to celebrate the salvation which God generously offers to us. So let me ask you a question. How important is singing in your Christian life? Now let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you that you've given us something to sing about. We praise you for your gift of salvation to us. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work. Not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.